Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We went over there.
From here to there.
We went from here to there.
Hither to yon.
And then from there back to here.
Over yonder.
Yonder. I love that word. I don't know why I love the word yonder. It's just great. Anyway, it's Free Talk Live. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Why am I giving you a telephone number? Well, because this is a call-in show. So if you want to participate in tonight's episode, the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, please call 603-283-6160. Captain's Log, Stardate 10302022. I had to make the mental adjustment there on the numerical click in my head.
Yeah.
It's almost Halloween. It's almost Halloween.
Is that tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Amateur night, as I like to call it.
Depends where you are in New Hampshire, because they trick-or-treat at weird times around here.
Yeah. Well, I thought amateur night was the night after
St. Patrick's.
Thanksgiving.
That's also... Because
all the college kids come home and they all get trashed.
There are several amateur nights throughout the year. St. Patty's is one of them.
Yeah.
Definitely. Thanksgiving is also amateur night. Black Friday, amateur night. And then, of course, Halloween amateur night. Now, what do I mean by amateur night?
Please, I don't know.
So, growing up in Wisconsin, drinking is part of the culture.
Yeah.
And so there are people who drink a lot and frequently. They build up a tolerance, and these are known as professional drinkers, so to speak. Not in the sense that they get paid, but just that they're experienced and they know what their tolerance is, know what their limits are. You know, they wait long enough. They start drinking water before they drive home a couple hours, kind of thing. Whereas amateur night is people who don't drink on a regular basis, who don't know their limits, and don't have any sense of when they've had too much, and they only go out a couple of times a year, and they get way too drunk, way too fast, and they're the dangerous ones, in my opinion.
Fair.
So that's what I call amateur night. Also, the young, people who don't, regularly go out on these holidays, and then you mix them in with the older people, and then it becomes amateur night, is what I'm saying.
So what you're saying is start them young. So they can build that tolerance by the time they get to that age.
I mean, that's a personal decision for each individual. And
this is not medical advice, but start drinking young.
And their family to make, so, But yeah, you get more reckless drunks on some of these drinking holidays than you do on any other, say, weekend night.
Is Halloween a drinking holiday?
It is.
I would say so.
There's a lot of Halloween parties, a lot of people dressing up and hitting the punch too hard. And
it's a kid's holiday.
No, not so much, man. It's supposed to be.
So kids trick-or-treat and adults drink.
At costume parties. Right. Yeah, they dress up in costumes. Right. Now, I mean, combine the amateur night syndrome with costumes.
Yeah. Right? Oh, it makes it great.
I have seen people who, dress up in full regalia, but then puking on themselves.
Amateur night at the Furry Palace.
Someone was dressed up as Bender. They built a cardboard and tinfoil Bender costume. And so they got the whole thing on. Yeah, from Futurama. And they got the whole thing on, and they've obviously had too much, and you just see the box kind of wiggling back and forth, and we're like, what's going on with Dave, man? And then he takes the thing off, and he's just covered in puke, and it starts running down from the inside of the helmet onto his, cardboard box. And, it was disgusting.
So now I need to share a really cool costume I saw earlier.
Right.
Some guy constructed this, forklift lift costume out of cardboard, and they were playing Flip Cup. And he used the forklift thing for the Flip Cup, and he made it.
What the fork?
It was great.
The two costumes that I've been compiling for years that I've never actually gotten to wear out on Halloween, Casey Jones from the Ninja Turtles, and Jack Burton from Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Right?
That'd be good. The best costume and the last costume I ever wore to a Halloween costume party was that of a referee. specifically an NFL referee. And I got
to be blind the whole night.
Well, so here's what happened. I bought the striped shirt and just a black, you know, baseball hat.
Yeah.
And I just printed out the NFL logo on some color paper and, like, safety pinned it on so that, you know, it had the look. But I went to Target or something, and I bought some red washcloths and some yellow ones. So I had both of the colors of flags for the official, and I bought a real, like, coach's whistle.
Wow.
Right? And so I go, and it started off as great fun, right? Somebody would, you know, accidentally spill somebody's beer. I'd blow the whistle, throw a flag.
That's great.
You know, be like, hey, you know, penalty on this guy, 2-drink penalty, you know, repeat first beer, whatever, that kind of thing. And then things took a turn for the worse.
When you had to throw the challenge flag?
I drank a lot.
Oh.
And so I got a little, shall we say, carried away with the whistle and the flags and that kind of a thing, to a point where I had to be asked to, like, sort of stop doing the thing. And, in fact, I caused a penalty by flagging a penalty. So, like, yeah,
that's
somebody,
a double penalty.
Yeah, somebody, like, you know, almost spilled a thing, and I threw the flag, and I ended up spilling, like, three things from the flag hitting the things that, you know, it shouldn't have gone anywhere near where it did.
Almost like it was amateur night.
Almost like it was amateur night, yeah, indeed. So, yeah, that was the last time I did a costume. But it was great fun up until a point.
Yeah.
And then I was like, sorry, guys, I got a little carried away with the referee costume. What were we talking about? Oh, in the studio tonight, it is me, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, joining me.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
I should stop saying, probably talk about whatever we're going to talk about tonight, don't you think?
Let's do the headline rundown.
Do a rundown?
No, I mean, we could get into it, but...
Well, let's talk about...
Coming up next.
Well, coming up right now.
Okay.
Biden's marijuana lie.
Lie?
Boo.
Yeah. I mean,
that would be
a
good costume.
Biden?
Yeah. It's a good amateur night costume.
Oh, yeah.
Rolling around on the floor.
Am I supposed to go this way?
Maybe in the old folks' home or something. So many of you know that President Biden did a press conference thing where he said, hey, I'm going to, like, pardon a bunch of marijuana things.
Hip, hip, hooray.
And everybody jumped for joy.
And then it did nothing.
And then nothing happened. Exactly. Nothing happened. The headline from Reason.com. Biden's marijuana pardon did not free a single federal prisoner or deliver the expungement he promised.
Why not?
It's a good question, right? Because you would think, you know, here comes...
It's the question. He did a thing.
President.
What did the thing he did do?
A protest on the White House calls attention to the thousands of federal cannabis offenders who remain incarcerated. And for those of you, you know, that are visually unable to see this picture, there's... I don't know what... What was that?
Bung.
I heard a ding.
It was me. I'm guilty. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you.
It has been silenced.
Thank you for, you know, claiming the ding. This photo is, I don't know, a dozen people or so, all holding a giant marijuana cigarette as they parade down a street. And the printing on the side of the marijuana cigarette says, quit Biden our time.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
It's just a prop marijuana cigarette, right? Like, they didn't have that much weed.
I would assume it's a prop.
All right.
There is some sort of smoke coming out of the end of it, though. So.
Mighty
it
joint.
Looks like it, yeah.
Maybe they had, like, a fog machine, you know, like
that'd be
on
cool.
Stage for musicians or whatever. Edwin Rubis has served more than two decades of a 40-year federal prison sentence for participating in a marijuana distribution operation. Taking into account good time credit, he is not scheduled to be released until August 2032.
Well, there you go, because he was distribution.
Hold on.
Okay.
Rubis is one of about 3,000 federal prisoners whose cannabis-related sentences were unaffected by President Biden's mass pardon for low-level marijuana offenders. A protest at the White House today called attention to the predicament. Biden's proclamation applied only to U.S. citizens or legal permanent residents convicted of simple marijuana possession under the Controlled Substances Act or the District of Columbia Code, none of whom was still incarcerated.
Which is why I thought the expungement was valuable, because then it's off the record.
There's obviously more to this story. and we'll get into it here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Do you think people should be incarcerated for marijuana? Let us know. More Free Talk Live is next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Back. Sometimes we're side, sometimes we're front, but right now we're back. And this is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about Joe Biden's marijuana lie.
Sleepy Joe.
Why do I call it a lie? Well, because he said he was going to pardon a bunch of people.
And is it a lie, though?
Well, there was quite literally no one to pardon.
Okay. That's different, though.
It feels like a lie.
Anybody who fits this criteria is pardoned.
And there was no one to fit that criteria.
It's deceiving.
That's not his fault. That's
okay. Mm-hmm. I mean,
like, if there was someone who fit the criteria, they would have been pardoned.
And also, in his defense, like, he didn't really do any of this.
Right.
You know, he's not. It's hard for me to believe he's even a real person.
It's the deep state.
Yeah.
Although the pardons could benefit as many as 10,000 or so individuals, that represents a tiny percentage of all simple possession cases, which typically are charged under state law.
Okay.
Yep, that's the kicker.
And Biden's actions will not release a single federal prisoner. So basically he came out and said, if you're in federal prison for, you know, possession of marijuana, we'll let you out. And there was exactly zero of those people.
Okay. Then he can come out and say, look, they've already been released. There's none left.
I'm so progressive. Like, they were already released by the time. So, I mean, like, is
Kamala
that senility?
Sneering in the
right?
background.
Is that senility, right? No, he's got a team of people who put this all together. It was just a PR speech
to
raise, like, people who, like, maybe want to vote for him in the upcoming election. That's all it was.
There are some theories that the Democrats peaked a little early for the midterms. They're losing some momentum as we get to voting day.
Yeah. According to a 2021 report from Recidivis, more than 3,000 individuals are currently serving marijuana-related sentences in federal prison. The report estimated that ending federal marijuana prohibition, a step that Biden has steadfastly resisted, would reduce the federal prison population by more than 2,800 people over 5 years. Your recent executive order, while a great first step, did nothing to address the thousands of federal cannabis prisoners currently incarcerated in federal prison. That's a quote from 16 drug policy reform groups from October 10th letter they sent to Biden. While your recent executive order will help many, it will not release a single one of the nearly 2,800 federal cannabis prisoners.
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. Who is it helping then? If it didn't release any, but it's helping some of them, right? Then it did something.
Well, I'm wondering if it's the expungement that, you know.
Sure. Well, I don't know.
But is that actually happening?
That's a great question. It will, blah, 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 blah. Although 18 states and the District of Columbia have legalized cannabis, the letter said, there are thousands of Americans who are serving long-term prison sentences, including some life sentences, in federal facilities for conduct involving amounts of cannabis that are far less than what dispensaries routinely handle on a daily basis. I think the difference here is that there are people in federal prison for cannabis violations that have been prosecuted by the state, not the federal. I think that's the key to remember here.
You would think, so if a state legalizes cannabis and cannabis sale, you would think all of those people would immediately be released.
No, they don't. That does not happen.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
It does not happen. It did not happen in Washington State when I lived there. What happened is they legalized marijuana, they opened a bunch of recreational marijuana stores and all that kind of thing, and then they were like, oh, yeah, and we're going to tax everybody at all three levels, right, distribution, growing, and retail. And then the politicians are like, no, we're actually going to have to raise that tax because we misbudgeted, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's like 70%. Or something ridiculous.
I ran the numbers just of the marijuana prisoners in Washington State alone at $31,000 a year to keep them there. And I said, the next time your politicians need money, once you release all the prisoners in Washington State for these marijuana charges and take your money from there, you bastards. Sorry.
I'm not against releasing them.
Yeah.
However, it would if you're saying like they should be released because it's no longer illegal, the inverse would also have to be true then. Like, you would have to convict people for new laws become illegal.
Not necessarily. Because they need to be caught and prosecuted.
Yeah.
So, I mean, once...
I don't understand
once
what you're saying.
The court case is done, it's
done. I'm saying if you're prosecuted for something illegal, like, you this was not allowed and you did it,
yeah.
And this is your punishment, right? If you're going like, well, it's allowed now,
yeah.
So you're no longer punished. The inverse is true. So something that is now legal that you then do, and there's a record of it or whatever, that then becomes prohibited.
But also, I mean, when you think about it this way, like sometimes somebody will get proven innocent for something they actually did that was illegal. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, like I've seen, for an example, like I've seen people get, like they were obviously drunk driving, but then they got proven innocent because the judge, whatever, had mercy or whatever. You know, I've seen real cases where the judge was like, I know you were doing it, but whatever, I'm going to find you innocent. So.
Texting while driving.
Okay.
Texting while driving at one point was fine, and then they criminalized it. But if they had, like, some, you know, old video of you on some surveillance camera from a few weeks prior to the prohibition going into effect, and they got you on camera texting and driving, well, now it's illegal.
You want it retroactively instituted? I mean, maybe.
All I'm saying is to be consistent, right? It would have to go both ways.
I don't think that necessarily would be consistent,
this, right?
It would be consistent.
Also, too, like,
so.
Oh, I'm talking about, like, victimless crimes here, right?
You sure. Know,
or nonviolent crimes, right?
Which texting while driving.
Most people in jail for marijuana, there's no violence involved.
Understood. That's why I say I'm not against letting them out, but to justify it, you know.
I'm just saying if they want more tax money, right, these states that have legalized it, the first place that they should look is releasing all of their marijuana prisoners.
Okay.
And that's how they would get, you know, at $31,000 a year, that's a hefty chunk of money.
Yeah.
The moral logic of Biden's distinction between simple possession and other marijuana offenses is puzzling. He says marijuana use should not be treated as a crime, yet he's willing to let individuals like Rubis languish in a prison for merely helping people use marijuana, which today is recognized as a legitimate business in 19 states, which allow recreational as well as medical use.
If you pay taxes, I think that's the big difference, too. Yeah. People who are selling on the street aren't paying taxes.
Well,
but the dispensaries are, you know, there's a lot of tax revenue.
Right, but they didn't have the opportunity to open a dispensary
because they were in prison.
Until it was legalized in each of these states, either medically or recreationally, or both. The puzzle is compounded by the fact that Biden has acknowledged the injustice of long prison terms for growing or distributing marijuana in particular cases. Last April, he announced 75 commutations for federal drug offenders. The beneficiaries included 8 people convicted of marijuana offenses. And they go on to list the people here. We won't get into that, but there's more to talk about here. Plus, we've got your calls and thoughts coming up on the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160.
It sounds like a truthful deception.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Shocked family members collected bodies, parents searched for children, and the country sought answers on Sunday after at least 153 people were crushed to death when a crowd in South Korea surged in an alleyway during Halloween festivities. A man threw gasoline bombs attached with fireworks at a center for processing migrants in the southern English port of Dover on Sunday and then killed himself. The attacker, a white man in a checked shirt, drove up to the center in a white seat sports utility vehicle at around 11:20 in the morning.
He got out and threw three gasoline bombs, one of which failed to go off. More than 300 Iranian journalists have demanded the release of two colleagues jailed for their coverage of Mahsa Amini, whose death in custody triggered protests, posing one of the biggest challenges to ruling clerics in decades. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We're back. We are back, and this is Free Talk Live, and the phones are packed. And
what did we say to cause all that?
If you're trying to call and you're getting a busy signal, please keep trying. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Without further ado, let's go to Jerome calling from North Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live. Jerome?
Is this a technicality?
No, I don't think so.
You guys are always picking on Joe Biden and the Democrats.
Okay. Okay. Whoa.
Oh, now we got an echo.
Big delay, 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 delay.
I'm a heavy metal singer.
Hello?
Oh, that was Jerome.
Wow, we're all going to be... Hang on, Jerome. Let's try Dan in Ohio.
Hello.
Hey, Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you guys for having me on.
You're welcome.
What's on your mind?
I decided to talk about the economy and Joe Biden, if you guys don't mind.
Go ahead.
You know, Joe Biden has caused this economy to, like, crash more than what Trump did. Trump had this economy on a stable market and had the...
I made
about $1,000 almost every single day in Bitcoin. You know, I've been feeling good.
Hey, Dan, do you have a radio on in the background?
Oh, yeah, I'm just listening to you guys.
Can you, like, turn that down a little bit?
Also, what does Donald Trump have to do with Bitcoin?
The economy was booming under Trump, and Bitcoin was booming.
Booming.
I don't feel like the economy was booming.
I don't think it was either.
Gas prices were low.
Okay. But, like, the value of the dollar still was steadily dropping, as steadily as it ever has since before I was born.
That's where I keep my little...
Say that again?
I made so much money in the stock market, though, when Trump was president.
Did you?
You know? Yeah. I put a lot of my 401k. Feel good. I could go on a vacation, and I'm almost a senior.
My 401k is depleted as well.
Also about Joe Biden.
Almost a senior in what?
High school.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry, Dan called yesterday twice, both during Free Talk Live and Beard Talk Live.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was unaware.
And he
does have a great show.
He does sound like he's really stoned.
Okay. Hopefully in a legal state, don't think he's going to get yourself on that Joe Biden pardon list.
Yeah, right?
Well, Missouri is debating about having marijuana legal.
Yeah. Well, good. States should not have to legalize marijuana. All that should have to happen is they just make marijuana no longer illegal.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, but...
Actual decriminalization instead of this fake decriminalization that some of these states claim, like New Hampshire, for example.
Yeah. And let's talk about Saudi Arabia also.
What about it?
Where are you guys... Do you guys think that the king or the prince is in the wrong for wanting to increase his hate for gay people? Or
I know.
I mean, yeah,
about
I think that's terrible. I don't know too much about this, but I did see something in the news about the Taliban murdering a gay medical student.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think just, having any sort of ruler is a bad idea, including kings and queens and presidents and, you know, even mayors and all that kind of stuff. I think that that is all a horrible way for people to interact with each other. I think people are much better off interacting with individuals on a one-on-one voluntary basis. If you don't want to do business with a person or an organization, you're free to do so. They're free to not do business with you as well, and that's just how the world should work. And mankind would be that's a far preferable way to organize mankind.
And since you guys are libertarians, do you guys think that the age of consent should be decreased?
I don't even think it should exist, to be honest.
Yeah.
Honestly, I agree with that. I agree.
I think it should be, you know, the thing with age is...
I'm glad Nikki said it.
Right, yeah. I can say these things. But the thing with age is it's like you can have two people that are the same age and they can be developmentally so different, you know?
I know like 40-year-olds you know? That are like not even close to being of age of consent, so to speak, when it comes to like their mental capacity or their decision making or their ability to function as an adult. But then I know like, you know, some younger people, or at least when they were younger, 15 years old or so, that were like way more functional, way more responsible as people than like, anyone their peers' age, or much less some people who are like middle aged.
I think it should just really be a case by case basis. And obviously, when you get into like actual children, like, you know, 5 year olds, like, obviously that, you know, that shouldn't even need to be said that would be wrong with an adult and a child. But
let me jump in ever so briefly and provide the example that I've been providing libertarians in the area in person.
Okay.
Have you ever held a baby
yes.
that did not want to be held by you?
Yeah, it sucks.
Babies love me.
Maybe. But at some point, you're going to hold a baby that does not want to be held by you.
Right.
And you can view that as non-consensual.
Yes, right? That's true. Put it down. Give it to something.
So even babies are capable of giving consent and withdrawing consent, whether or not they're able to verbalize that in whatever local language you happen to be speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to read those nonverbal cues about what someone is or is not consenting to is far more important than some arbitrary age put upon it.
I can get down with that. Hey, Dan, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
So what do you do with that baby that doesn't want to be held by you?
Put it down, give it to somebody else, but it's like if it's your kid and you're trying to console them, it's like, well, you know.
What do you do?
It's getting complicated.
Let's move on. Let's try this again. Jerome, are you with us?
Yes. All right, good. Don't just That's just a fancy made-up name for Republicans in the closet, to hide in the closet. That's all that is.
What makes you say that?
Republicans in drag.
What makes you say that?
Because they talk like Republicans. That's why, especially when it comes to this election stuff.
You know,
Dinesh D'Souza says the election was rigged. And then when you put them on TV, you say, okay, here's your forum. Speak your, tell us what you got. Show us your proof. Well, this is what
I've never heard a Republican advocate for ending the state.
Hey, did you see William Barr? Did you see his interview?
When they no, because I don't pay attention to Fox News or CNN.
It was BS. He said Trump's election talk was BS. Well, there's a whole lot of BS out there because I just watched some from people from Arizona. They tried to get them to lie so that they could take votes away from Biden.
Yeah, yeah. So Jerome, hang on for just a second. There's something called a uppercase L libertarian, and that is a politician who is running for with the party, the Libertarian Party, the political party, and then there's lowercase L libertarians who are the philosophers, who are the ones who want to be left alone.
Or around here, run as Republicans.
Well, I mean, because
there's a Libertarian caucus within the Republican Party here.
That is true, but that's only because it's easier to get on the ballot.
I haven't heard anything about that on the Democrat side.
It's easier to get on the ballot if you run as a Republican.
Oh, okay.
Because you have to... Because
you have more in common philosophically with those people?
No, the way it's stacked up against the Libertarian Party to get enough people, enough votes, enough signatures to get on the ballot.
Should be easy enough to put a D next to your name then, and they don't.
Well,
a few people have.
I think a few people have.
A Libertarian is a
trickle.
Okay. Hey, Jerome, do you want to hang on?
Yeah.
All right, stand by. Yeah. We'll bring you back. 603-283-6160. Jerome's not done ripping on libertarians yet.
Neither am I.
Let her rip.
Just be careful of the flatulence. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
MDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Nailed it.
603-283-6160. That's the telephone number here at Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in program where you could take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
I have to tell you, before we get back to Jerome and whatever the hell he's trying to say about
take as long as you need
libertarians, that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. When you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about crypto, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, let's go back to Jerome. Jerome was saying things like, let me paraphrase, libertarians are just Republicans in disguise or something like that?
Yeah, they're just a bunch of sellouts. Hey, let me ask you this. Who's the governor of New Hampshire? Because I saw, I was watching Meet the Press today, and I saw a guy named Sununu on there.
That's the guy.
Yeah, we call him Flununu.
Or His Excellency, what? If you will.
What a shimp that clown is.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
What a sellout.
We agree.
What a two-faced. He's Chuck Todd was asking, why are you supporting, I mean, you are knocking people that are election deniers, and yet you're throwing your support behind a guy that's an election denier. Explain yourself.
Yeah, Jerome, it's even worse than you think. Jerome, it's even worse than you think. He actually refers to himself as His Excellency.
Oh, I thought that was a joke.
No, it is not a joke.
No, that was on the official
documents. That is true. It says, from the office of His Excellency, Governor Sununu.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, does he know what the word nepotism means? Huh? Because I know that's how he got.
Well, it's not like we know him personally or anything. Like, we hate him probably more than you do.
Yeah.
Wasn't his daddy like some big politician up there?
I haven't been here long enough.
Yeah, no, I have no clue.
Actually, I think you're right. I think his dad was also held the same office that he does, and I think like his cousin or something also, or his brother or something also holds an office. Yeah.
You talk about
absolutely. Yeah, every state is corrupt.
Hunter Biden. You talk about nepotism.
Well, we mentioned anything about nepotism with Joe Biden?
No, but Jerome is trying to, you know, put words in our mouth.
Okay.
Yes. What a two-faced that guy is.
Joe Biden? Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, no, he's senile.
Sununu. Governor Sununu. Governor Nepotism.
Well, is Joe Biden also not two-faced?
Let Jerome continue, because he's tearing down the governor. We don't care.
You don't have to tell. Yeah, I know you don't like Biden, man. I know you don't.
No, I said the governor.
I don't like
Sununu either.
Hey, if you don't like the governor, why don't you move, Dan?
Why are we going to move?
Yeah, I moved here so that I could actually participate in helping to eliminate something known as the state.
When you going to run him out of office, you're not too successful with that, are you?
No, nope. Not yet.
Not yet. It's a tricky situation, even for the libertarians.
Yes.
Because if you vote Sununu out, you'll get marijuana legalization and an income tax.
He's not going anywhere.
And so
Jerome, this is supposed to be a conversation, Jerome, so if you can't stop talking over us, then I'm just going to let you go. Go ahead.
I'm not saying I support him, but that's usually what eventually comes up, right? Like, marijuana legalization passes, he vetoes it. So if you get rid of him, you'll get your legalized weed, but then you'll have a Democrat in charge, and when they bring up the income tax, sales tax, that'll get passed.
Right.
And so you'll trade, like, legal weed for more taxes.
Right.
So he stays in office to barricade him against that.
Yeah, what Jerome doesn't understand is, you got to vote the bastard out. Well, how did the bastard get in there in the first place?
Someone voted him in.
That's right. So,
so clearly it's working.
How about I just don't want any bastards at all telling me what to do? That's what I want. Yeah. And there's not a way for me to do that, including voting.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I could care less about who's in office. I don't vote. I don't care. I do whatever I want, and I don't care what any politician has to say about it.
Yep. And that's the way it should be for everyone.
Yeah.
Every human on planet Earth.
Like, voting doesn't work.
Right. All right. Moving right along. Let's go to, who do we got here? Looks like John in Iowa. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about a few things. First is the economy.
All right.
So, obviously, the U.S. economy is not in a great place right now. I do have a few questions for you guys, just to get your opinion on, I guess. Firstly, who do you, I understood, I'm not sure what your name is, but you said you don't vote. Is that you actually don't vote? You've never voted?
I've voted before, yeah.
I have never voted.
Never voted either.
Really? Never ever?
Never ever.
When's the last time you voted?
The last time I voted was probably in the last election, actually.
Lame.
The last presidential election.
And who'd you vote for, if you don't mind?
I believe I voted for Joe Jorgensen.
I see. Okay. That's interesting. But
next question on the survey. He's typing something. Yeah. He's typing in your answers. He's creating a profile on Nikki.
Yikes. Good. Preface is just a sex question by letting you know I am a Republican.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Happily vote.
Wait, so does that mean there's something, such a thing as just a Republican?
What? Pardon me?
So the word Republican insinuates that there's something that's known as a Republican.
I'm an Unpublican.
Nice. Well done. I'm just playing word games with you. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, but serious question on the economy here. How do you, what do you believe the best actions we could take to strengthen the value of the U.S. dollar is?
Burn it down. Move on to something better.
Okay.
Stop putting your money in Federal Reserve notes.
That's Richie's answer, Nikki?
I like that answer. I might go with that one. Just give up. It's broken. Okay. Broken system. Can't be saved.
Yeah, I
just
agree.
Like the government.
The mathematics, if you talk to economists and they do the math on it, it's not a question of if there's going to be a financial implosion, but when. And the Federal Reserve and the central banking cartel that exists around the globe are all collectively participating in devaluing of the currencies, creating inflation as to further enslave mankind. So,
slow down. He's trying to type this.
Oh, I thought he was a stenographer.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'm a registered corporate stenographer. No, second question.
aside from burning it down, do you believe that there's what's the best way to handle the massive debt the U.S. has?
Oh, I don't care about that. I was going to say that as far as currency goes, I like the idea of using, you know, gold and silver, gold backs, yes. silver coins,
yes.
as a real currency.
Yes. And cryptocurrency fits right in there, too, in my opinion.
Sure.
It's decentralized, autonomous. It's not controlled by any government. I don't know what you're doing there, John, but you're making a bunch of clicking noises.
I told you, he's typing in your answers.
No, I wasn't typing there. I just had to adjust my microphone here.
Oh. Is that a euphemism?
Adjusting my microphone.
I'm sorry, guys. I got to adjust my microphone. All right, you got another question?
Well, the question was about the debt, and you guys...
Oh, the debt, okay.
Yeah.
Here's what we do about the debt. Nothing. it's do nothing. The government already can just print a coin for the total value of the debt and give it to the Federal Reserve, so...
Which would double the money supply.
Yeah, but the money supply is already going to tank, and we're going to have financial ruin anyway.
I mean, it's not my debt. I'm not in debt.
Yeah.
That's true.
I see.
It doesn't. The number is so unfathomably large that I don't think anyone can rightfully wrap their mind around how large it is,
right.
let alone how to ever pay that back like you would pay back a normal debt. So jubilee it and be done.
Jubilee is an idea that I'm surprised the central banks and the governments that are in bed with them haven't busted out yet.
Oh, go on, Kanye.
Well, Kanye East.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they haven't busted it out, because that is one of the things that traditionally governments would institute, particularly when inflation and things like that would occur. So, hey, thanks for the call tonight, John. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live. If you'd like to join us, more of your calls. We've got some other things in store for you tonight. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is coming up.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.